St. Peter of Alcantara, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today's saint, St. Peter of Alcantara, was a Spanish saint. And he lived in Spain at the time when many other saints lived there too. Many of the more famous, popular saints that we all know and love very much. He lived in the time of, first of all, the founder of the Jesuit order, St. Ignatius of Loyola, and then St. John of the Cross, who is very well known for his writings on the spiritual life, very deep and methodical writings. And he was also, St. Peter of Alcantara was, the confessor to St. Teresa of Avila. And he must have been quite a holy man to even lead someone as her to greater heights of perfection. But there you have it, one saint leading another to greater holiness. Well, when he was a child, St. Peter already had such a great love for prayer that he would often be found praying. And he'd be so caught up in his prayer that nothing could distract him. And on one occasion, at least on one occasion, some of the servants of the house came and tried to get his attention. They needed him for something. But whatever they tried to do, they could not get his attention. He was so absorbed in the thought of Almighty God. And when he got a little older, he still kept his love for prayer. And he decided, though, to enter into a monastery. Well, as he was walking from his home to the monastery to enter it, he came up to this one stream. And because of all of the heavy rains the days before, it was flooded. The water was way over the bank, and there was no way for him to cross. There were no bridges anywhere to be found nearby. And so there was no way to cross. So what did he do? He did what we all should do and what we all forget to do. When we're in trouble, when things seem very difficult and hard, when things seem downright impossible, he knelt down right there by the stream and he prayed. Do you know what the next thing that happened was? He found himself transported to the other side of the river. And for the rest of his life, he didn't know how it had happened. He just opened his eyes, and there he was. He was across the river and free from all the danger. What is impossible to us is very possible for God to do. Always remember that when you say your prayers. Well, in the monastery, he was known for all of his great penances. That was one of his great virtues, penance. You know, he was a personable saint, too. It's neat to read about all these saints and their quirks of character and everything, how St. Jerome was a grumpy man and things like that. Well, St. Peter fell asleep a lot. He was one of those types that probably you just couldn't keep him awake for a lot of the time. And he'd fall asleep in his prayers and whatnot. Well, he mortified himself so much and for such a long time that soon enough, he only gave himself an hour and a half of sleep per night, and that he took sitting up in his little cell, which was only about as big as a four and a half foot little room, so he couldn't lay down if he wanted to. And he kept such strict guard over his eyes. He didn't let them wander here and there and everywhere. He kept a discipline over his eyes so that he didn't even know what the roof of the church looked like. Even though he was there every single day, he couldn't tell anyone what it looked like. Then for 20 or more years, he wore this iron belt with very sharp points on it. And for 40 years, it says he scourged himself to the point of blood. And St. Teresa of Avila tells us that St. Peter ate sometimes only once every 3 days. And sometimes he would go a full week without eating anything at all. But God kept up his strength and his energy so that he could continue to go and preach on the missions. Well, children, one of the best compliments, as far as I'm concerned anyway, one of the best compliments that was ever given to St. Peter of Alcantara was concerning his virtue of patience. That's a virtue that many of us lack, very much so. And it's one of those that is the hardest to get, I think. His patience was so great and so well known that there was even a proverb made about it. They said, oh, to bear such an insult, one must have the patience of Peter of Alcantara. And that became a proverb in the area, just something they said automatically. Patience, as I said, is a hard virtue to practice because we don't like to wait for things. That's why we have McDonald's. That's why we have Twitter. That's why we have all these different things on the cell phone, because everything is right there and you don't have to wait for anything. And that makes the virtue of patience all the more difficult to practice. Because when we have to wait, we don't like it. And we lose our patience. We lose our cool. We don't perhaps like what people have to say or do during the day. Maybe they say something rude to us, what have you. But how is it that St. Peter became so patient? It was by practicing his favorite devotion. And that was devotion to the Passion of Jesus Christ. And by picturing our Lord on the cross and thinking of our Lord's patience, think of it. 3 hours he had to wait on the cross. He couldn't move. He was suffocating. People were mocking him and making fun of him. He was sore from head to foot. And yet he was so patient. He never said a word except, Father, forgive them. He never said a word except, I thirst. I thirst for souls. He said only good words, never complaining words. And that is how we have to try to be. One of my favorite prayers, and I hope you take time to look at least you older kids and teachers and adults, try to find in the back of your missal, in the votive collects, there's a special prayer for patience. And that's one of my favorite prayers ever because it says everything. It talks about our Lord suffering on the cross and how he managed to bear everything tranquilly with peace of heart. And then it asks for us that same virtue. Read it. Read it daily, especially when you're tempted to impatience. And let us always not only pray for patience, but then when we become impatient, think of Jesus suffering on the cross so patiently. And with so much love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.